We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This show doesn't stink. It's awesome.
I'm in the lion's cage.
Welcome back. Good to be with you on this Monday afternoon. Again, thanks. Thank you for those of you who came out to the second annual Cornhole KC over the weekend. The proceeds going to benefit the Kansas City Police Officers Memorial Fund. And you, in one afternoon of playing cornhole, raised $54,000. $54,000.
Incredible.
So thank you. Thank you. Very much for not only coming out, letting us hang out with you, having a good time, but for all the money that you raised, that money will go far. I promise you that.
So I teased this going into the break, but a new homeowner says he was shocked when he went into his new home and started looking around and noticed there was a void underneath the stairs that appeared to have been boarded up, right?
Now, this is a new home or a new homeowner.
Okay, right. So, you know, new to him house. Right. And so, you know, like any new homeowner, he grabs a hammer and starts rooting around and wonders, is this a false wall? Like, what is behind here? He's a teacher. He takes a hammer to the wall and uncovers behind this space a rag doll. The rag doll was dressed in a pinstripe dress and bonnet and was clutching this note. Dear reader / new homeowner, thank you for freeing me. My name is Emily. My original owners lived in this house back in 1961. I didn't like them, so they had to go. All they did was sing and be merry. It was sickening. Stabbing was my choice. I hope you have knives. Sleep well.
Wow, that is very different than the note that Scott left.
What the heck?
What's wrong with the "we created great memories here"? I hope you can do the same.
Hope you have knives.
They get some Annabelle sick doll from hell.
Sleep weirdo. Well.
Mr. Lewis has been urged by his friends to put that house back on the market.
Or you mean burn it down?
Come on, guys.
But the teacher says he found the discovery hilarious. I'll be honest. I find the whole thing hilarious. I'd probably do the exact same thing. The letter says 1961, but the real estate agent said when she was showing me around the kitchen that the house was only a few years old. It didn't date back that old. He says, I think it was put there more recently because the paper doesn't look very old and looks relatively recent. Yeah, that's what Annabelle wants you to think.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel.
Yeah. Just leave a note that says, don't redo
prank.
The floors.
Oh, that is a terrible prank.
I hope you have knives.
Sleep well.
Sleep well. Okay. All right, weirdo. I know you touched on this story a little bit last week when I was out getting scoped from the Kansas City Star, because the trial started today, I believe. Prosecutors, let me back up to the top here, because I was reading through this story, and there I was in the middle, and now I can't, there's my mouse, all right. Here we go. During a murder trial that began last week, prosecutors in Clay County repeatedly described a defendant who claims innocence, saying she found her husband with gunshot wounds when she returned home from the store, as exhibiting odd behavior when she first spoke to first responders. But experts questioned the validity of the prosecution's argument. Experts with a background in law and psychology interviewed by The Star are questioning the objectivity and depth of the prosecution's statements characterizing Viola Bowman's behavior as odd, citing comma trauma and trauma responses. Let me give you the background.
She goes to the store.
She goes to Walmart, she claims, at about 10 o'clock at night.
They've been married 35 years.
Right. She says she came home and her husband had been murdered. She called 911. It was a relatively frantic call.
Yeah, there's blood everywhere. Get here quick.
By the way, the murder occurred on November 7th of 2012. When authorities show up, they say her behavior was odd and inappropriate. She started talking about her trip to Walmart, mentioning things that had nothing to do with what was going on. She, by the way, had gone to the Walmart, she claims,
to get ice cream
and to make some caramel apples.
So this entire case hinges on the fact that first responders found her behavior odd.
Correct.
Okay. I have also followed cases where a man walks in the door, finds his wife stabbed to death, and is screaming bloody murder. And in that case, prosecutors described his behavior as fake. That was fake screaming. He, by the way, didn't do it either and was exonerated. What drives me crazy about this case is it does not appear there is any evidence whatsoever linking this woman to the death of her husband. In fact, Scott, this was investigated as a home invasion. It was investigated as a home invasion.
Wallet but laptop were not stolen.
They did not arrest her until 2 years later, and she has been sitting in jail for 6 years because of the backup at the public defender's office, okay?
That is correct.
I said this last week. You'd better have more for me if I am on that jury than someone is acting odd after one of the most traumatic experiences of anyone's life. How do you know how you're supposed to act or how you would act? You might act one way, Scott. I would act a different way. Sam would act another way. And
you would be hysterical.
Of course. They interviewed this traumatic stress expert, Elizabeth Vermilia. She says odd is such a subjective assessment. Quoting here, the problem with immediate or delayed reactions to trauma is that there is no formula. People have really varied responses. Immediate reactions to death can range from numb to disoriented to hysterical. People can display emotional detachment, become argumentative, avoidant, irritable, hostile, or show denial. They may be helpless, disoriented, have anxiety. Who gets to decide what is odd behavior when you walk in and your husband of 35 years is dead?
What's odd about the 911 call, though? They played it last week in court, and they say she's
frantic.
Yeah, frantic is the word they use. You're right. That she's frantic in this 911 call. Well, that sounds to me not to be odd, but rather appropriate behavior if you've just come home from Walmart and found your husband dead.
Two things I want to tell you, because we haven't even told the listeners the whopper yet.
Yeah, there's a whopper.
Number one, she's expected to take the stand and testify this week, and I hope she does. And that's rare in a murder case.
Now get to the real meat of the story.
Last year, this woman who has sat in jail for 6 years claiming innocence.
Awaiting trial
because of our backlogged system, which I don't even think is legal, 6 years in jail. She rejected a plea deal that would have sent her home.
With time served.
They said, "Well, just say you did it, plead guilty to involuntary manslaughter, and we will send you home.
She said, no, I didn't kill my husband.
She said, no. And how many people, when faced with that, I mean, she has children, she has grandchildren she hasn't seen, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
How many people would say, the system has ruined my life, I just want to go home?
And she said no.
She said no.
That in and of itself tells me she didn't do it.
Where is the evidence, Scott? Where's the ballistics? He was shot. Okay. Did we test the hands? I'm guessing they didn't, because that sure as hell hasn't been in any of the stories that we have read.
Well, wasn't it his own gun?
It was his own gun. And here's the other thing. They said, well, he had a life insurance policy. So do I.
576.
So do most of our listeners. Stuart Woodbury, shameless plug. What does that mean? That you have a life insurance policy?
Let me understand this, because you touched on this story last week. The only thing that they have, the Clay County prosecutors, is that she behaved oddly.
Yes.
Not in the 911 call, but when they showed up.
Right. When they get to the scene, husband's dead. She starts talking about not only that her husband might be dead, but that she went to Walmart
and
she
caramel apples.
They even interview Scott, Sean O'Brien, our friend over at UMKC, with mm-hmm. who has exonerated how many innocent people. He says prosecutors often use this kind of tactic, and it ends up help freeing innocent people from prison. Quoting here from Sean, we see a lot of cases in which a person is exonerated from a conviction that rests heavily on, quote, odd or inappropriate demeanor testimony.
576-7798. The story, the case of Viola Bowman, who has been in jail, not prison, jail, for 6.5 years, charged or accused of killing her husband back in 2012. She was offered a plea deal last year. Sign this, admit to this, we will send you home right now. She said, no, I did not kill my husband. I will not admit to that. And she has sat in jail even since then. She takes the stand this week. The case hinges largely on her behavior when first responders showed up to the home in 2012. 576-7798. 576-7798.
You'll say we've got nothing in common. No common ground to stop.
Well, sometimes it happens this way. As we were discussing this story of Viola Bowman, the woman who is on trial in Clay County for the murder of her husband in 2012, there is very little, if any, physical evidence. The prosecution rested heavily on her behavior, that she acted oddly. Well, during the commercial break, she was convicted, found guilty in a Clay County courtroom.
I am stunned. I just ran in and said to Scott, oh my God, they just convicted her.
That happened during the commercial break.
Keep in mind, she turned down a plea deal that would have sent her home. She has been sitting in jail for 6 years. There is a separate lawsuit over that, over our overworked public defender system, because this trial has dragged and dragged and dragged on for years, or lack of trial, I should say. And I'm reading here now from the Kansas City Star. Again, this just in during the commercial break. A Clay County jury has just convicted Viola Bowman of murder in the 2012 fatal shooting of her husband in their Kansas City North home. Bowman, 60, was found guilty of first-degree murder and armed criminal action in the killing of her husband, Albert Rusty Bowman, who firefighters found covered in blood in his recliner way back November 7th, 2012. Prosecutors accused Bowman of carrying out the shooting and staging the scene to look like a break-in. Bowman maintained her innocence and said she found her husband with gunshot wounds after returning from the store.
As the verdict was announced, one of Bowman's supporters gasped and cried in the courtroom. Afterward, her attorney, Horton Lance, consoled Bowman as she quietly wept. Relatives of the victim declined to comment following the verdict.
Here it is. Last year, Bowman rejected the plea deal that downgraded the murder charge to voluntary manslaughter. That deal included a 5-year sentence with credit for time served, meaning Bowman could have been released had she accepted that offer. But she told a judge, "I did not do this."
But she wishes she had accepted that plea deal now. First-degree murder will put her in prison for the rest of her natural-born life. Dana, you've got to touch the bottom of your chin and your mouth
will close. I just can't. There has to be more evidence than she was acting odd. She cooperated with police, had no criminal record.
During the trial that started last week, Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Spencer Curtis said Bowman fired 2 rounds at her husband, striking him in the head and the chest. Prosecutors say she benefited from a life insurance policy and claimed statements she made to police were rife with inconsistencies.
Wow. You know what I was thinking about in the newsroom before this happened? Because this just came down, I was going to come back in here and say, when you are talking about odd behavior, there are certain instances where I truly believe it points to guilt. Like when you are a young mother and your toddler is missing and murdered and you go out clubbing and dancing on top of a bar.
Casey Anthony.
There are certain cases where you could say to me that odd behavior does indicate guilt.
Okay.
And that was the first case that came to my mind, that her mom and dad are frantic. Where is that baby? And she goes out clubbing and getting drunk, dancing on top of a bar. Absolutely, in that case, that is odd behavior with a missing child.
Or maybe if your ex-wife and a waiter are murdered and there's your DNA everywhere and you also are with your friend Al Callings leading police on a slow speed chase for more than an hour through Los Angeles.
I'll give you that, Scott. That was odd behavior.
Yeah, definitely that one. Yeah.
If you'd like to give us some more examples of odd murderous behavior on the text line, we will entertain those. Casey Anthony and O.J. Simpson are 2 big ones.
Both found innocent.
Or what about the lack of eyebrows after you have been accused of torching a car and claiming that you didn't torch the car?
My pen pal Kyler Yeah. used.
Oh, yes.
Odd behavior.
Yes.
Odd and
Yes.
also incendiary at the same
Yes.
time.
Yes.
A double whammy.
And
Yes.
browless.
But you have to give me more than just she was acting odd when we got there. Like, I don't know, she has 3 boyfriends and you've discovered she's been lying and, you know, you've read these novels, Scott. There's like usually a string of things when people are guilty.
576-7798. Viola Bowman has just been found guilty of first-degree murder in a Clay County courtroom. The prosecution rested heavily on her behavior when first responders showed up at the home. She, Viola Bowman, rejected a plea deal just last year that would have sent her home if all she did was say, I'm guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
I did it.
She refused it, rejected it, told a judge, I didn't do this. A Clay County jury has just found her guilty of first-degree murder. She will likely go to prison for the rest of her life. 576-7798. Quick break for the news. 576-7798.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Up the floodgates. It is
pouring. I heard Major Miles say it's starting to rain. It is pouring here at the station.
The wind just finally stopped. You think a damn hurricane was going on out there for a minute.
The rain is running down my window.
Turn on your headlights, slow down, and be so careful because visibility cannot be good right now. Where we are in northern Johnson County.
But the wind has definitely subsided. A few minutes ago, it was just blowing. Just an update real quick out of Clay County, where a jury this afternoon has found 60-year-old Viola Bowman guilty of first-degree murder. This was a very
flimsy
case against her. The prosecution hinged largely on her behavior when first responders showed up to the home. In November of 2012, her husband had been shot in the recliner. She claimed she had gone off to Walmart. Here's what I'm looking for more detail on this story, and hopefully there'll be more tomorrow when the Star writes up its piece. But if she was at Walmart, where was there a receipt? Was there a credit card, or did she pay cash? Was there a credit card transaction?
I never read anywhere where it was disputed that she was at Walmart. But keep in mind, they didn't arrest her until 2 years later. And one of the things I said to Scott during the break, I am terrified that someone could be convicted over odd behavior. And the fact that there's a life insurance policy, everyone I know has a life insurance policy. Most of us are worth more dead than we are alive. So that to me is no evidence whatsoever that she did this. And I asked Scott during the break, why not in the very beginning of this case, that night, okay? You say, look, this is standard procedure. We're going to run a gunshot residue test on your hands.
Yeah.
Because they did not arrest her until 2 years later.
Mm-hmm. And if his gun was used, isn't that what we deduce? Is that his gun, the husband's gun, was used?
And there has been no reporting.
Do a gun residue
that
test on his hand?
That her fingerprints were on the gun, that there was residue of the gun. No reporting of any of that. Just that she displayed odd behavior.
Okay. All right. So here's what I've learned in the rendering of this verdict. One of these has to be true. Either she did do it and was an idiot for for rejecting a plea deal last year from prosecutors that would have sent her home.
Yes.
Would have sent her home at the age of 60. She still has many good years left. Or the public defender system, if she is innocent, okay, if she is indeed innocent,
yes,
the public defender system, we already know it's overworked and backed up. I mean, yes. This trial, she's been in jail for 6.5 years.
Yep, which I struggle to see how that's constitutional. There is a lawsuit just about that.
So one of three things is she was an idiot for rejecting the plea deal, or B, the public defender system is filled with really bad lawyers who can't defend somebody as easy to get off as Viola Bowman.
But really quick, Scott, her public defender had 227 other cases.
Okay.
I don't know why that number stands out in my head, but I remember 227.
Okay. Or thirdly, unless you are famous and or rich, a jury will pretty much convict you of just about anything.
I'm leaning toward number three. Okay. Let me ask you this. You don't do something. You were accused of doing something. There's absolutely no evidence that you did said thing, but you acted a little weird when police showed up. They come to you and say, we're going to let you out of jail, but you have to sign this piece of paper that says you did something that you know you didn't do, and we will set you free. Or you can roll the dice with your public defender and we'll let you out right now. What do you do?
Does that pen have enough ink in it? Because I'm ready to sign.
Scott, I think you say that. But I think if you, with something like murder,
right,
how many people would take that deal
but
of
deal
something
was,
you did not do?
I
you would be a convicted
that.
Felon. You would never get a job again. Everyone would say you're a murderer, and you know you didn't do it.
Well, guess what job she's got now? Making license plates. I would, listen, Dana, you have sat in this room with me for a decade. You know I have no trust in the American jury system. None. I've even argued on this show that juries should be abolished.
I'm kind of wondering if this one should be. We've got 3 2.5-inch hail in Shawnee right now.
Well, great. That's where my house is. Good times. Let's go to DJ in Oklahoma. Hello, DJ.
Hey, good afternoon. Listen, you just mentioned you don't trust the jury. She did have an option to have a judge trial. I believe that's
a bench trial. If she did, we don't know, right, DJ, but right, go ahead.
But I'm just saying she had so many options. But my main point is that you do not take a plea deal if you're innocent. You just, it's kind of human nature. She's been in there 6 years, so part of this, I think everything was slanted against her because of the lawsuit that she was presenting because she spent 6 years in there. Now she can't win that because she was found guilty. And
that's right.
The judge and the prosecutor, you know, what did they allow in the case? I would love to see the transcript of that whole trial to see.
I agree. Because someone just wrote in, DJ, you weren't in the courtroom. Well, the Kansas City Star reporters were. And there has been zero reporting on direct evidence linking this woman to this crime. Zero.
57.
That's outlandish.
Thank you, DJ. 576-7798. Jesse in Overland Park. Hello, Jesse.
Hello, Scott and Dan. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking. Appreciate that.
Hey, I just want to comment. Yeah, I obviously a tough case here. I understand that for sure. For being a parent, if I had the opportunity to get out of jail, I would not risk that. I know people want to be vindicated or stubborn. I get that, but at the chance to hang out with your kids and your family for the rest of your life is more important than being vindicated, I think. So that's a tough decision. I understand that, but I would personally rather take the deal and be with my family than risk it
and stay at home with your family. You would be labeled a murderer the rest of your life.
But Jesse, I think you would agree
with
me.
All right.
But it's easy. Well, first of all, the plea deal again was for involuntary manslaughter, not for murder. However, it is easier to
say it. Do it.
But it's easier to prove your innocence when you're out of jail than it is when you're in prison. I would take the plea and then work to prove my innocence.
Exactly, Scott. You hit it on the nail right there, bud. It's too risky right there, especially if you can get out of jail, not spend a longer time in jail. I would rather be with my family and then try to go from there, obviously. No. So makes a lot of sense for sure.
All right, Jesse, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you. I get it. I get the pride, the honor, the integrity of saying, you are not going to convict me of something I didn't do.
Because no one's going to believe it. No one's going to say that I did this.
Guess what they did?
They
just did it. And they got you on first-degree murder.
He brings up an interesting point about a bench trial where a judge would understand the way the law works, where a jury of your peers, you know, gets 3 minutes of sentencing instructions and...
an emotion.
Yes, correct.
I'm telling you, I am not making it up. I'm not playing games when I say
You would have taken the deal.
Yes, I would. And I truly believe the jury system in America is so flawed, it should be abolished. I really believe that. And this is just another of many examples. 576-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Let's go quickly to Chris in Kansas City. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon.
Thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
I was on the jury panel last Monday in Clay County. I did not make the final jury for the case, but I was on the panel, and I thought it was interesting, according to your dialogue, what you're talking about right now. Some of the questions that the prosecutors were asking were dealing with circumstantial evidence. They were saying things like, would you feel comfortable giving a fair trial to a defendant, or would you not feel comfortable giving a fair trial if most of the evidence, or a good part of the evidence, was circumstantial rather than a lot of factual other types of evidence?
We don't have any facts. Want to be on the jury?
Well, I think, Dan, I think you're focusing on just one part of that it was odd behavior by the defendant, but there has to be a lot more that's involved there. They don't build a case just based upon odd behavior. There's got to be a lot more.
Do they not?
This is what I'm going to say. If there is a lot more, the reporters who covered this trial and sat in that courtroom, there has been no reporting on further evidence. I'm telling you, I've read all of these stories, and it is a circumstantial case, flimsier than about 100 others I can think of where there has been no arrest. I won't name the cases, but off the air, Scott and I were talking about infamous local unsolved cases where there's way more evidence, yep, and there has been no arrest or resolution than what we are seeing here.
And Chris, I think what we want to believe is that there's no way the government, which is to say us, there's no way that the government would even bring us to trial if they didn't have a locked, sealed, ready-to-be-delivered case. Well, tell that to Kevin Strickland.
Yeah, that's a great point. We know he didn't do it, and they can't get him out. And Chris, thanks for the call.
I have friends who are prosecutors. I have people who are prosecutors that I deeply respect. However, for some prosecutors, maybe all of them, I don't know, it's about winning. And
sure,
same it is for defense attorneys. It's about winning. It's. I don't mean to put this in crude terms, but this is from the outside looking in, it's a game.
Well, let's talk about the remains found. And if you missed the 3 o'clock hour, it was in our 3 o'clock hour. It's up on podcast. They have found the remains of this missing 22-year-old woman who left with her fiance. You want to talk about odd behavior?
Sure.
Fiance drives back across the country without her, won't say where she is, won't talk to authorities, won't talk to this poor girl's parents. They now can't find him.
They found her.
And they found her dead. Okay, you want to talk about odd behavior? him refusing to tell anyone where she went and then just walking out of his house and, quote, going on a hike, that's odd behavior.
Let's go to Doc calling in from Lawson. Hello, Doc.
Hey, guys. Hi. Hey, I got a couple concerns about that life insurance. First, I'd like to know how much it was. Second, if they didn't file on her for 2 years, I'm wondering if she didn't get the life insurance, at which point she could have either afforded bond or better representation.
Yeah.
And if they figured out some way to freeze it, that's why I'd want a not guilty plea so I could get the life insurance if I was found not guilty.
Doc, it's a great question. The only problem with that is $20,000 in a policy to someone means a lot of money. $2 million in a policy to other people mean a lot of money. And so they never stated the amount of the life insurance. It's hard for me to gauge how much money is worth enough to do something horrible when that answer for most of us is going to be zero. I would never do it for any amount of money. And for some people, they'd say, well, $25,000 is a lot of money. The life insurance thing means nothing to me.
And again, I don't know if she did it or not. But to your point earlier, what we have not read about in the Star, and they've done a lot of work on this story, is what other evidence other than her
direct evidence,
other than her odd behavior do they have? And I've seen none of it.
We talked earlier in the show, look it up on podcast, about this ridiculous, destructive TikTok challenge. Talk to your kids about it. In Smithville, they are closing down the bathrooms at the Parks and Rec Department after felony vandalism. And we're going to bring this back tomorrow. In some cases, Scott, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage in local schools and parks because of TikTok.
We got to run. Have a great evening, everybody. Be safe, be well, and be good. Carry me on.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.